crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Time for the crossover. Severin Benning is over. Time for the Gary Sharp Show featuring George. George, you were wearing your friend's hoodie again. Do you know by any chance the song that was sang on Friends to make the baby laugh?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Certainly wasn't Smelly Cat.
They sang You Like Big Butts.
No, I do not start that song. That song gets in my
Smelly
head.
Smelly Cat. They sang I Like Big Butts, and that made the baby laugh. Yeah.
Did they do, like, the fake cry? Oh, okay.
Morning, Gary.
Good morning.
What up, Franklin?
How you guys doing?
Chilling, man. Just hanging and banging. What about you?
What are you doing on 420?
Just parlaying. Sounds like I may have to run the little one to get her ears checked. Hasn't been feeling well.
He be scared.
We got to put on a plane Friday.
He's scared. I'm going to get you shot on Thursday.
Ooh.
I am a little concerned.
So I had the same shot he got.
Yeah.
I got mine on Sunday at about 11:50 or something. Yesterday,
he got knocked on his rear end. You got knocked on your rear end.
I fell asleep at the car place, like sitting there in the chair watching the closing arguments. I got
I'm a little concerned.
From 4:30 to 7:30 on the couch, missed dinner and everything. I was really, really tired yesterday.
Be honest, keep it 100. Is it a deal, like, if I'm mentally tough enough, can I mind over matter it, or does it win?
I don't know. Mine was 24 hours after I got mine. I was just exhausted. I mean, I was wiped out.
Same thing for
mine's
me.
Mine's on Saturday.
Not pain or anything, just wiped out.
Same thing for me. Yeah. 24 hours later. Yeah. Just... all of a sudden, I was fatigued and sore a little bit.
I'm tempted to move it.
Ah, keep it. You'll sleep on the plane.
I don't want to sleep on the plane.
I don't know why not. It's the best. You fall asleep, you wake up, you're there. It's the best. I love sleeping on a plane. What happened? I'm here. All right, cool.
Get that guy out.
I don't care. I don't
really
care. Yep. I'm a snorer, too. I don't care. No, I'm knocked out.
Oh,
I will take stuff to help me knock out. No, thank you.
I don't know.
I can never hear you snore.
I just don't know anybody that's like, I whipped that shot. I don't know anybody.
I know a couple of people.
Although my man Ben, he did say he felt pretty okay, but...
I just... no other symptoms except for I was just wiped out.
Yeah.
And the pharmacist, he said, this is going to happen. He goes, just be careful. He goes, 12 to 18 hours... Yeah. He goes, it's probably really going to kick in. And if it does, he goes, that's a good thing. He goes, don't get all of a sudden, because he said, because your body is working.
Yeah.
He said, don't get all excited.
The same thing. He says, you got any plans tonight? And I go, no, not really. He goes, okay, good.
Great.
He was giving me a prep. And it didn't bother me Sunday night. It was the next day. It was Monday afternoon.
Awesome.
I don't know. You're an athlete. Maybe you'll be able to handle it.
Yeah, you'll just fire through it.
I don't know. You'll whine about it.
Like you ran through tackles.
I don't know about that.
Like you avoided.
We still don't even have
backfield penetration.
We don't even have that. Adidas historically late with the schedules. Feel free to crank that thing out. It's Tuesday.
With
did
what?
Did give you guys free gear?
Not me.
The kids, I mean, the athletes. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's not. I know it's not under your control. I'm talking about Adidas.
Oh, I got some nice stuff.
Did you?
Yeah, they got some nice stuff this year.
I saw those boxes come in. I wondered if you pulled a Sharpie because you have direct access.
No. I had to go down to the airport and pick them up. They had to fly them in. Adidas flew them in separately.
That was like a huge, huge shipment. Mm-hmm. This box. I'm like, who's moving all that? Oh, yeah. Like, this doesn't happen out of thin air. That's like real manpower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pass on all that legwork. It's the part people don't get to see that somebody has to do, right?
Yeah. I got nice gear this year. So maybe if you're nice, you'll get some nice Adidas gear.
Yeah, I just want to
Well, it saved you money, right? I mean, you talked about how much it costs to buy a new pair of sneakers or tennis shoes every 5 days or whatever it takes.
It's still, I mean, you still have to pay a player fee.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need shoes and warm-ups. And
Buck 50? $250? $350?
Oh, to play?
Five?
Oh, you're going higher to play?
Yeah. One player.
One player. Oh,
how much is the fee? $1,000? What?
It's all about
you. Better get your ass out there on some string rims out there in a park.
How many shoes are they getting?
No, you are.
How many games are you playing? What are they teaching you?
What?
Are they giving you gold lace with it? Oh, wow. Okay.
That's still. Oh,
it's all about exposure.
Holy moly.
Exposure, playing, travel, experience.
Okay, cool. Nice. They got parks all over the place.
I'm about to say, you know, rims
and the double rims.
Yeah. Let me put up a hoop bag in the backyard.
You think I'm in a bad mood by choice?
Yeah. They don't have Mark Few hanging out watching you play.
Damn, man. Yeah. So you literally cannot get a scholarship just playing high school basketball. Like, you can't just play high school basketball, not go on the camp circuit, not play all that AAU.
You could.
Just play
depends
for your high school
on what
team.
Part of the country you're playing in.
If you're in New York, All Hallows High
Possibly.
School in Bronx.
You could. You
you're
could.
Okay.
You
okay.
could.
Yeah. You're in St. Louis. You're at Cardinal Ritter High School. You okay?
You could.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jason Tatum had an offer before he ever played any AAU.
Like an eighth grade?
On the circuit. Yeah. Mm. But he also played at one of the top high schools in St. Louis, and he was playing there like as a freshman.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're at Simeon in Chicago, you're going
to probably don't have to go on the tour.
Is Simeon still the deal? Because they've fallen off quite a bit.
Who
was the kid they just had? They just had a kid come out of there.
They
recently.
Did.
Yeah,
I remember us reading about it.
It's one of those that like they'll fall off for a couple of years and then they'll get that one.
They're back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, what was I about to say?
I didn't know that, David.
Yeah. Well, I got telephones. Call them up. What I was getting ready to say was. Of Baron Miles Jr.,
yeah,
Austin Jablonski, and Yant, who has the best chance to go from a good spring story to Saturday Inc. at some point in their career?
Ooh. One of those guys I'm pretty confident in, Baron Miles. I'm waiting on Yant.
Right. He just
feels like a spring story.
Is it Yant or Yant?
Yant. I didn't
it's
love
Jock Yant.
It's Yant, I think.
Jock Hess.
But Coach called him Jock Yant.
I think it's Yant.
That's what Coach called him. Remember Jock Yant?
He's going to call him Zero. The guy that rumbles.
I'm with you.
It'd be nice if he turned around and he was involved in the fall.
You know, maybe like a red zone package guy or something.
He's a big
rumble,
dude.
He's a stumble, bumbling dude, man.
Yeah.
He's a legit 6'2", 225.
He's a big fella.
He's got to be bigger than 225.
His face alone is 225.
I'm telling you, I wish he would have lowered boom on Oh Boy on the sidelines. It was away from you guys, just the opposite of me. And he just kind of, I just wanted to see him just truck one of those loudmouth DBs for once. Because those guys were getting under my skin.
Yeah, but you know what? That's good, though. We haven't had that in a while.
Yeah.
Guys that, like, run it, but they're also pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, we've had guys that run it, and they ain't worth the price of admission. But now they got guys that run it and, are some of their best players.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. That secondary just out there terrorizing.
Imagine when they get healthy at the
position,
running back
coach.
Yeah.
We were talking about this transfer portal stuff. So they are healthy, right? They get healthy. That's seven guys.
You talking about a running back?
Yeah.
I know.
That's seven guys.
So
not including my
remember
guy,
before,
Cooper Jewett.
Remember before spring, we were like, wow, this is like the old days. They have six, seven guys on scholarship. It sounded like a lot.
Yep. Six guys, and then you
now
add in
it's
Yon
like.
And Cooper Jewett.
Where is everybody?
That's eight.
Uh-huh.
Well, four guys were on the sideline.
Well, someone's not sticking around.
Right.
I mean, why would you stick around? But who's that going to be?
If Ramir Johnson doesn't get immediately
first
or second
got
team.
One of 10 spots he's holding for
if
you.
Ramir that's doesn't get one or ridiculous. First or second team, that's 3 years. I know last year didn't count, so he still has.
No, I get it.
3 years to play, 4 years to play.
You don't believe that? You don't think like Snyder like pulled him to the side and was like, "Hey, this is how we built Manhattan."
No, I think it's risky. I think it's
that can't be right though.
No, that's what
ten out of 25.
So that's what I thought is maybe the athletic director misspoke because that's 40% of your recruiting class that you hold for a portal.
Right.
This isn't basketball. You're not going into the portal and you're getting 10 guys that are difference makers. This is college football where you could maybe get three or four. But what it also shows is, hey, we're struggling to attract high school recruits. Let's just work in the portal.
Say this, Gary, though.
I think he misspoke.
Kansas State could get as different makers. There's 10 difference makers, obviously, in there, but Kansas State's not getting the top 10 or 15
of those
guys.
And he's a development guy, so that surprises me.
But I can believe a place like Kansas State doing that.
Well, I think he might have misspoke. That's a high number. So you're saying publicly you're only going to commit 15 scholarships to high school kids. You're saying that publicly.
This year.
I mean, that's kind of dangerous to say out loud.
I agree.
Because that comes back on you. Well, we just can't attract high school talent, so we're just going
to
wait.
Or you're saying we need to turn around so quickly we need experienced guys. Yeah. We need guys who played other places.
I don't know. You're in a state that's got pretty good junior college football. And,
true.
Maybe go that way.
True. True. That's what they did for years.
See, in basketball, that works. I can see that. And I can see you holding the percentage of your scholarships for the portal, but not in football.
Yeah.
Not in football where I can't say, hey, I need 10 guys. I need a couple of offensive linemen. They've got to be starters. I got to have a couple of skill guys. I got a couple of linebackers and DBs. I'm going to get my 10. You might be able to get 3 or 4 that could come in and start. But again, like you said, Michael, they're Kansas State. They're not attracting the best of the best that are in the portal. And it's not college basketball. It's college football where development is still important.
Yeah.
Kansas State needs to continue to win around here and in Kansas, but those surrounding states where maybe guys are slipping through the cracks, they got to continue.
Well,
to win
they're
there,
not because
they still got to fill in.
They're not because Iowa State is now starting to win those battles and other teams are coming into Kansas. Or places where Kansas State used to go, they're not having success.
Now, they've had success coming in here and getting guys that might be walk-on in Nebraska going there, right? I remember they had, was it Horloff? What was the center's name?
That was the previous staff, yeah.
But
they've tried, but they haven't had much success. And now, they've lost recently. They've gone head-to-head with Iowa State for, like, some 500-mile radius guys
that
they're losing out on. I don't know. You're right. He's a development guy. Maybe the AD just misspoke.
Sounded weird, didn't it? Like,
and we're talking about a team that's beaten Oklahoma 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean that's 40.
Right.
That's 40% of your.
He's done pretty well.
You're just holding back 10 scholarships. I don't. You know, if it works out that way, great. But I think I would be more willing to fill 20 high school kids or junior college, get them in my program, develop them, and then look at what I have. And go and cherry pick.
I'd like to see what happens.
He beat
if somebody
Oklahoma
tries this.
With like 46 healthy bodies.
I want to see somebody try this.
You
and
guys
see
remember
what
that?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Was just this year.
Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah, they were one player on the offensive line away from not being able to play that game. Kansas State was. By the way, there's two top 100 players this year in 2021 from Simeon. One's going to Maryland. The other's going to Dayton. The Simeon
Anthony Grant, baby.
Mm. I like Dayton.
Play for the Dayton Flyers.
I like Dayton. Good competitive area too.
Yeah,
got to fix your public schooling, but good competitive area.
Have you guys ever been to where the arena is?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
Dayton
yeah.
Arena. Okay, so
we played there.
It's
flew
kind
into
of
Dayton, but didn't go to
indoor.
It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but it's kind of on its own. It's off the side of the campus, and it just sits in a gigantic parking lot right next to their football stadium. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing around it. Except for a hotel where everybody stays, which is right across the street. And then there are, I think it's their softball or baseball field. But it's just kind of in an odd spot. And from the outside, it doesn't look like much. And then you go inside. Man, it's a cool place. It's very unique. It looks like one of those places that's really old that they've continued to add on to. It looks like an Erector set. Mm. But I can see why the NCAA right. likes having their first four there. It's a really nice arena.
They have a nice airport, too.
Yeah.
We had to fly in there to go see my sister. She was in between there in Cincinnati. And it was nice.
It's a good sports town because you not only have Dayton, which is they're competitive in other sports as well. Wright State is good in basketball.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And they play in the what used to be a minor league hockey arena. Then they have the Dayton Dragons, who have sold out nearly every single game they've ever played. They were for a long
time cool name.
the affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds.
That's what it is.
And then they had the Dayton Bombers when yours truly was with the Wheeling Nailers. Hey, that was a heck of a rivalry.
Hey, they were.
Tim Hortons was a huge sponsor of the Dayton Bombers.
I'm telling you, man.
They
had a nice indoor team.
They spent a lot of
nice
money.
Nice indoor team.
They spent money on sports.
Wheeling Smash, they were nice. Like
those I like the state of Ohio.
Those
I do
were
too.
The deal.
Every time I've been there, it's great. And
they have
Sandusky.
It's hard to believe people keep moving.
I love Sandusky.
Are moving from there. You know, it used to be the creme de la creme of high school sports. And a lot of the areas.
They're really good at lacrosse, too.
And now it's like, everybody's it's out of the Rust Belt.
Columbus is monstrous.
Yeah.
And then you got Cleveland, you got
the
Cincinnati.
The fact that Columbus
Dayton.
Is the biggest city in Ohio mm-hmm. still blows my mind.
They love their high school
football.
You just
football. Don't think about that.
They love their high school football. I remember when I was in Wheeling, so High school football in Wheeling is huge. They've got a couple of different programs that are like the best in West Virginia. But you know around here how the TV station will do like Operation Football at KTV.
Sure. Friday Night Lights, yeah.
They do like 25 minutes. They do like they come on the air. They come on the air. You know, out there the news, the primetime news is at 11 o'clock at night. They'd come on the air at 11, no, at about 11:15. They would cut off 15 minutes of their newscast,
yep,
and they would do like 35 minutes of nothing but high school football stuff.
That's
in that area.
In rural Louisiana, that's what we did too. Same thing. Friday Night Lights started at 10:15, went all the way to 10:45.
It was pretty cool. They had there's a program that probably you guys have heard of. Steubenville,
yeah, sure.
Which is always really successful.
Didn't they get in trouble?
Yeah, they did a
30 for 30 on Steubenville.
But they sell season tickets, and the season tickets are like $350
awesome.
Bucks.
Season tickets for high school football, baby. That's a nice stadium.
And
I've seen them
in the stadium. Oh, the stadium.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
A nice stadium.
And $350
Yeah, and they got a limited capacity, and it's mostly season ticket holders.
When that stuff happened with the sexual assault, one part of that story to talk about, it was too big to fail. It was too important to the community for that school to fail, that football program to fail.
Yeah, I remember.
So that's why they covered a bunch of stuff.
Because I met him once. He was, and I think he has passed away, but he was a long time their head football coach, and he's like a legend in the state of Ohio. Italian guy. I mean, that's a very much an Italian town, Steubenville, Ohio. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was. He could do whatever. People would tell me he could do
whatever
he
wanted. Yeah.
Mm. But it's good, you know, because it's not very far from Pittsburgh, and so. You know, families that you might work in Pittsburgh, but maybe you live in Steubenville, and you think, well, geez, that's, you're living in Ohio. Well, no, it's like a 35-minute drive into downtown Pittsburgh. So it was, they love high school football there.
George, not to transition too quickly to the NBA, but...
Are you going to admit that I called him a name today?
What's going on with the Pacers, besides not having a healthy lineup?
Yeah, we played we played a whole second half yesterday without... anybody taller than 6'8"?
Yeah, well, I don't have any idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steph Curry with you, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, amen.
Now, he is pretty ridiculous now.
So, again, you are against the playing game.
He's something.
Yeah, I'm
talking about a guy who wouldn't make the playoffs.
I'm against it.
You don't want to see more Steph
Curry? Oh,
yeah,
he did get on you tough.
That was a bad take yesterday. That was a bad take.
You have 72 games. You tell me you cannot tell me the top 8 teams in a league in 72 games?
Don't you want to see more of Steph Curry?
Then tell Steph Curry to start winning some more
games. They are winning games. They've won 6 out of the last 8. The West is deep.
They're at 500.
Hey, the West is deep with good teams.
Which means he should probably start playing better.
Could he play any better? He's averaging 40 points a game.
Well, then tell him to look around and tell his other players to start playing better.
You named their other starting
four. Did you not see their loss against the Wizards earlier this month? That wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't his fault.
Listen, man.
Hey, the Wizards actually act like they have
a two
pulse.
More games of him because of the play-in
game.
Give it to me.
Tell them to snag that 8th seed.
They act like they actually have a pulse in Washington.
They do. They are. They've won a bunch of games over the last 10. Yeah.
So, Wednesday night, tomorrow night, is the Warriors and... the Wizards. It's Curry against Beal for the scoring title.
Oh,
yeah. And I think Curry last night just passed Beal.
Did he? I bet you. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, he put up 49.
There's only one team in the East.
Yeah, he missed a free throw. He could have had 50, George.
There's only 50. One team in the East that has a positive scoring differential that's not in the playoffs. You know who it is?
A positive scoring differential that's not in the playoffs.
Not in the play-in game either. Or play-in group.
So it's not Washington.
Sacramento.
No, in the East.
Oh, in the East?
The Toronto Raptors.
There you go, sir.
Yeah,
the Toronto Raptors, yep. Is it like 0.8 or something like that? Right? Yep, Toronto. Yep.
Yeah, because they've had some wild scores.
They have.
They played in some games that there have been no defense.
Yeah.
They've won some games where, well, they have the win against Golden State.
Yeah.
Where they scored, what, 150 or... Yeah, and Golden State scored like 80.
Yeah, and they won by like 50.
I'm just looking at this now. They are in the green. 0.7 differential.
0.7 differential. Yeah.
But they've had the
that
Raptors.
Is unbelievable.
The Raptors have had such a weird year. I mean, first they're playing in Tampa all season long. You've kind of forgotten about them. You know, Lowry sticks around, and they're not. They should be better. Like you watch them every night, and they're not very good. I mean, they're just like, it's almost like they're just trying to get through this season.
Yeah, I feel bad for Lowry because you almost would have hoped he got traded to some place.
He could have moved.
But they did. They honored him, not being able to get him no place that he wanted. I think at Philly it would have been interesting if they'd ended up there instead of George Hill. But Now he's sitting there for this year.
I love where the Wizards won five in a row.
Hey, I love last night. There was a play by Curry at the top of the key where he did a jab step and Hill got on skates.
Oh yeah.
And the look on Hill's face was, he was like, F it.
Why would I?
I'm not coming back to guard him. And so Curry just stood there at the top of the key, and he waited a little bit, and then he shot it, and he made a three. But the look on George Hill's face, I'm like, I'm there with you, man.
Just defeated.
You know what he said? You know I got kids, right? Eventually they're going to see this on YouTube. I don't need this in my life.
I mean, I want to know, like, what is the music that Curry is listening to? Because he's always bopping his head. But he is filthy.
He is on fire right now. He's not human. He's not human.
It's fun to watch.
And you know what? He's willing that team into a chance to play in the playoffs.
They are. Right, exactly. Right now, they are the ninth, I believe. So in the play-in games, 9 versus 10, right now. That's why I want to play in games. I want to see him play some more.
That's a terrible take.
No. That's a bad take.
No.
Which is weird because you are a basketball dude. You like the NBA. You want more NBA, right? All the NBA you can get? Give me all the NBA? You want a buffet of NBA?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I get seven games in the first round. Let's start the playoffs. Let's get this going. All I'm saying is that you do not need an extra two games to figure out who your seventh and eighth seed are.
But it's cool. You don't always need
it. It's different.
Sometimes you need things. Sometimes you want things. Sometimes you just get bonus stuff.
I got it. I got it last year.
You need me.
Need me.
Yes. In the bubble.
On
that
wall.
Yes.
It's different.
Yeah. You listen to Dua Lipa?
I like some
You know
Dua
what?
Lipa.
I don't have any. I didn't have every any time idea I, who every that time was we do this, until you
say that, and I say,
that show.
Wow.
And I was like,
Dua Lipa gets it done.
I think your daughter would like Dua Lipa.
I'm not trying to get her in.
It's pretty fun music.
We just got her off JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, baby, it's different. Steps.
Why'd you get her off her?
Yeah, why'd you get off of JoJo?
You weren't trying to have your own identity. You know, do something different. Okay?
What time is your shot on Thursday?
10:55. I know, right?
Damn. I think I got that thing set up. But it has to be on Thursday. Can't be on Wednesday.
What time?
Podcast. He can do 10:20.
Yeah, your boy can't.
Maybe you could go ask him if you could go late. You Damon Benning.
Yeah, right.
Dude. Hi, this is Damon Benning. You remember me from the Orange Bowl.
Right,
Can I move my time?
Hard enough to get rides as is.
He's checking with Keith.
Okay.
With an F.
Whatever you say. Whatever you say.
I'm just trying to get a podcast, man.
Who's your podcast person?
The guest?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Dave Ellis.
What? I'm the only one who can say that name? Dave Ellis?
I was just checking to make sure it was okay to say. I don't know how things are going around
here. Are you kidding
me?
Do you not know who our boss is? You're supposed to promote the heck out of that thing.
I will. Once we have it in a can, because last time we promoted it, it wasn't, you know, actually recorded.
I expect better out of you. You're a big podcaster guy.
I don't want to go through that again.
You got like four podcasts going on.
Here we go.
You got all these side hustles.
You have three or four. You have three, though, right?
I have two.
Three.
I have two, including ours. But ours is like, I'm not getting.
Oh, during football season, you have at least three.
Do I have another one?
That Friday night thing you do, that's a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's in the podcast world, I mean. And if you don't have a podcast, I don't know what you're doing.
There's Bill Simmons. There's Damon Benn.
I mean, the thing about it,
George,
the crazy thing about
what's going on.
The thing about podcasts is,
do you see this?
I just wish this whole industry would take off because I don't think there's enough of them.
Hey, so
it should be if you don't have 100 downloads on your podcast, you should just get kicked off the podcast.
Omaha's world. Do Good Week, where it's the Zone Hotline.
So far, the last we did with Clester,
2,400. Okay. And
so you get to stay.
Today, what's today?
In less than a week. That's not
mission,
bad.
Mission. Pick a different one. 100% of the donations go to the organizations for you to cover.
I hope it's okay that I use the emoji.
Generously presented by First
Do Good Week.
Bank of Omaha.
Donate to a nonprofit you haven't donated to before.
Foundation.
Even if it's just $1.
I'm good.
Wait,
I think of you
tough,
as being a donating kind of guy. I think you have a.
Well, you got all the extra money.
You've got a couple nonprofits. I mean, all the different businesses and like.
What did he tell us
yesterday?
Last week, it just rolled off the tongue. He's like, "I'm rich." I go, "Wait, what?" Who
who just casually says that in conversation?
Money, you gotta have some tax write-offs. You're giving to nonprofits.
I know. You know what really screwed me was they don't let you write off season tickets at Nebraska anymore.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Trump.
Oh, first world problems. What happened to you, man?
What happened to the price? What happened to the product?
What has happened to you?
You can't write off the donation? That's ridiculous.
Why can't you write off the donation?
They changed it
because
with
hold on,
athletics.
The football program and the university are 501c's. They're nonprofits. If you give to a nonprofit, you should be able to write that off.
No, it's changed.
I understand the ticket price shouldn't be, but the donation should. Who did that? Who do we need to complain to?
I think it was the government.
Was it the Senate?
No, I think it was the
Congress.
Government.
President? Who was it?
It was the government.
Complain to somebody. Let me just. Is it Ricketts' fault? Because I'm all ready to complain about that.
Did you see his cowboy hat yesterday?
I was like, fall off that horse.
It was rodeo week. Do you guys know it's rodeo week?
Is it?
I saw him sitting up there driving.
Like all week?
I don't know. He made a big proclamation that it's rodeo week.
It is rodeo week, yes.
So is this when we should be out at Burwell?
That's why he was
on
the horse.
Well, that's usually what, in July?
I think so.
But the PBR bull, the professional bull riders, are coming back to Omaha.
That is it at CHI? That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is a great event.
First through the second.
That's a good event.
They bring in like animals.
60
tons
volleyball?
Worth of dirt. They bring in for that.
Bro, that's the spring game.
And the draft, spring game, and PBR.
And Justin Fields will actually get drafted behind Trey Lance.
If he gets drafted on Saturday, we really got issues.
If
he gets drafted on Saturday,
that will be major
issues.
I know when you started this whole draft process, you're like, yeah, Trey Lance, he'll be going before Justin Fields.
By the way, it's now +105 for Fields and +115 for Mac Jones at 3.
Mac Jones.
Do people not watch Ohio State film?
Yeah.
Like, do they not watch that? Of the four top quarterbacks, you know, everybody's talking about he would never go to a second read, that he actually went to a second read more than any of them.
Yep, more than any of them.
Is that,
and you talk about pro style offense, by the way, that's a pro style offense. The way pro style offenses are run now.
I thought you said pro style is in Victor.
That is a pro style offense. And Mac Jones doesn't have the, at least based off of the old Bill Parcells model, he doesn't have enough games.
I would draft Mac Jones if he was bringing his teammates with him.
If he got all the wide receivers, if Waddle came,
if Najee Harris came with him, you got a lineman with him.
You get Landon Donovan, you get Leatherwood, you get all those guys. He can bring like 6 first rounders with him.
Say, hey, we'll take Mac Jones, but he's got to
bring all 6
first
rounders
the fellas
with him.
Yeah, that's funny. By the way, you see their spring game? Where do they get all this wide receiver talent? It is a factory down there.
Well, part of it is
how do they just keep plugging in playing quarterbacks?
Part of it is the South.
Well, man, you don't want to buy into the hype. Hello, Bryce Young could be.
He could even beat out Mac Jones.
He's just out of high school. Mac Jones is a first rounder. Come on,
you know there's somebody going. He could even beat out Mac Jones.
Hey, my favorite is when everybody starts yelling.
You know how that is.
Hey, Bryce Young, he looks like a big time quarterback. He slings it. You can tell that he has a presence. It probably helped him a ton last year. He didn't have to start.
Yeah.
But they're wide. No, they got all these freshman wide receivers again. Yeah. Now, Ohio State, if you watched Ohio State play, that's just sick what's going on in Columbus because they are loaded at wide receiver. I mean, Olave is still there, which.
That's crazy.
10 years.
That's weird.
He's been there for 10 years.
Yeah, I feel like it. Yeah.
But they just keep adding talent. Like Marvin Harrison's kid actually looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, the guy that will be the flavor of this year in the Big Ten for freshmen, Jack Sawyer, their defensive end.
Another defensive end for Ohio State?
Yeah. Boza,
he's supposed
Young,
to be better. He, yeah.
Boza, Chase Young, and Sawyer. Bosa, is it?
He just showed up. He's one of the first defensive ends.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a freshman physically.
That's what they do.
But they've got to figure out the quarterback. But back to Alabama. So look at Alabama. If you get a chance to watch their spring game, they just roll out a bunch of new wide receivers.
Yeah.
And they all look the same.
Was Saban like in the suit?
What did Devontae Smith say that he didn't mind? This was back. He was telling the story how he used to let jokes about his weight and stuff bother him, but now he kind of takes it in stride. And he was like, "Yeah, when you're sitting behind first round draft picks and all pros, you don't take it personally."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Four first round picks in 2 years? That's crazy.
But the, so
good
at
point.
A minimum, they're going to have two guys that go in the first round.
Yes.
That doesn't count like Irv Smith and guys like that.
At wide receiver. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they have a couple of guys that are left over from last year. Like what, Mechie?
Yes,
he's still there now. He's risen. He's going to be like
and
one
the
of the top wide receivers.
And the kid who played tight end was going to go back to wide receiver. He was really good this season.
Yeah, and he
Sutherland.
He looks like the hybrid. Everybody's trying now. Everybody's going to try and find the Kyle Pitts of the world. Mm. You know, that unicorn, that hybrid. But they've got all these young wide receivers that look exactly like Smith and Waddle and Julio Jones. I mean, they don't. What's going on?
They're wide receiver you. That's what they are.
But it's Ohio State that has got the number one wide receiver in 19, 20, 21, 22.
Hey, you've seen their wide receiver recruiting class. At one point, they had three of the top 11. That's ridiculous. Wasn't that?
Yeah.
They had three of the top 11 last year, three of the top 12.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on, man.
And the thing about Alabama you were talking about before is that they are willing to wait. It's kind of like Ohio State with defensive backs. Guys are willing to wait for the guys who are in front of them because they know they're going to get drafted.
Yeah, and also, you know that you're not going to wait a long time because guys are going to be there in 2 or 3 years.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, they're going to be out the door.
Yep.
It's like the Big Ten, we've talked a lot about quarterbacks and what is this league known for. It's kind of sneaky. It's become a pretty good wide receiver league, and it has been for a while.
And defensive line. Those are
but you know, you could have, you know, Bateman could go in the first round this year at a wide receiver spot. Garrett Wilson next year will go in the first round. You know, Nebraska's upgraded their wide receiver spot. Iowa has their deepest group of wide receivers and talented that they've had in a while.
Maybe Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, it's
especially
it's,
if Pryor and
kind of interesting that it's not known as a quarterback league, but the wide receiver talent has picked up across the league. It's not just Penn State, Ohio State anymore, even Michigan.
Remember how good Michigan State had to stretch of wide receivers?
Yeah,
they did the same thing.
I mean, like really good NFL players, and now it looks like everybody's at least got one or two dudes.
And we didn't mention Purdue,
which may
have one of the best wide
receivers. Yeah, who can't keep any of the really good wide receivers outside of David Bell.
Yeah, and David Bell may be the best one in there. We'll see you down the road.
It's always interesting listening to him talk quarterback.
Orlovsky talking about Trey Lance.
If Trey Lance was not from North Dakota State.
If he went to Auburn, he'd be Cam Newton.
But
some are calling him Cam Newton.
That's what I'm calling him. That's what it looks like.
He's got 16 starts in his career.
That's right, 16 starts, yep. Well, that one this year made 17.
I think that was 16.
Oh, that was it? I thought they played 16 to win the national championship. But yeah, that's against the rules. If you have less than 22 starts, you shouldn't draft him.
What was Trubisky? Parcell. Trubisky was 12?
It was 12, yeah. And he lost one because of a bad storm.
I mean, think about it. He's got a low amount of starts playing FCS football.
Well, Mac Jones has a low amount. He was Alabama. He has a low amount. Trey Lance has a low amount.
I mean, Justin Fields is 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, he has obviously the most, but he also has as much tape as anybody in the country.
You know, the guy that, you know, look at Kellen Mond might have the most.
He does have a 3 years.
What was Kyle Trask, 2 year or 1 year starter?
Two years.
Yeah. Remember we were joking about whether or not he could have two touchdowns a game last year? Before the season started for Kyle Trask.
Yep.
And he was like averaging like three at one point.
Over-unders or pick ones or least likely to happen.
You know what?
Like
I think there would be a team that would be happy to have him on the second day.
Kyle Trask?
Yeah.
If you have a good starter or you have a starter that you're, you know, iffy on, I think he would be a nice pickup for you. I'll be curious to see where Kellen Mond goes.
You know, he thinks a lot of himself.
He's getting the Dak Prescott thing. Everybody's talking, comparing him to Dak Prescott. It was a look.
Kellen Mond?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the comp they're given.
1 week from tomorrow. Thursday.
Thursday.
Is there day baseball today?
The earliest game was at 5:30, I think, or 5.
There is not.
5 o'clock, I think, was the earliest game.
Is that Rodon pitching again against Cleveland?
How bad was Giolito yesterday?
Ooh.
My man was out there throwing BP.
Hey, he's not an 11 a.m. guy. I give him. Hey, there's really. I think there's only.
Are there many 11 a.m.
guys? Okay, so there's two.
I think I opened the garage yesterday to. After work, and it was 7-1.
I think there's only two 11 a.m. games that are scheduled in baseball every year. It's Patriots Day, and then the Nationals play at 11 a.m. When they 4th of July. Mm. So Giolito, he's got, you know, he's not an 11 a.m. guy.
You got an 11:30 start coming up on Thursday between the Diamondbacks and the Reds.
Speaking of
why,
remember I was telling you how Jekyll and Hyde the
Is
Nationals
that in Cincinnati?
Are.
It's in Cincinnati.
So
yes.
It's a getaway day.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nationals are back to being Jekyll. One day they're scoring 7, the other days they're getting beat by 7.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they could have helped last night. Michael, it's you and I now for this
next 3 days
series. Yes,
yeah, next 3 days.
DeGrom stayed home, right?
Hey, that dude struck out 9 in a row. We keep talking about all the crazy stats.
This is what's not going to happen. Don't worry, they're not going to score
nine in a row.
I'm glad
bro.
That they got snowed out on Friday because he had a pitch on Saturday.
That's right.
I don't think he's not on the probables for the series at Wrigley.
No. It doesn't matter. That would have meant.
What do you mean it don't? What do you mean it don't matter?
They're not going to score.
I got a lineup that's got 28% strikeout rate.
I saw that you were batting 192 or something like that. Dude, you weren't. It wasn't going to matter. They weren't going to score for him.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're hitting 226 with balls in play.
Oh,
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Where are they in terms of strikeouts? You said
28.2% of the time they're striking out.
My goodness.
Thank God that pitching's holding up.
The dude said Kyle Hendricks is pitching BP out here.
How would you like to be
Jesse Rogers? You know what? He just threw some flat stuff.
Would you like to be the Yankees?
Yeah. With all that payroll and then playing the way
it's actually probably not your pitching that's costing you so much.
Because you have so many streaky hitters in that lineup. Hey, I love him, and he's a good friend of mine, but Aaron Hicks should be in a platoon role. He doesn't need to be starting every day for the Yankees anymore. But they've got some issues in that lineup. But you know what? The issues that are and you know, the Yankees haven't had a losing season, I think, since 92. But the same issues that they had in the offseason, they really didn't address. They added Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
I mean,
Klubs.
So they've got the same things that plagued them in the offseason are back again. I think they'll turn it around because you look at the standings in the AL East. They look like an NFL division. Like, you got some team 8-7 and 7-8. I mean, and the Red Sox are in first place.
Look at the NL Central. It's exactly that. It's like 8-7, 7-8, 9-7.
Well,
the AL Central could actually be really interesting.
And the NL West has 10 teams. Has three teams.
Because I'm not sure who's built to, like, run away and hide. The Twins have questions with their staff. You still aren't huge believers in the White Sox. Like, who has the ability to go run away and hide?
But I think, not run away and hide, but I think the White Sox and the Twins have enough talent that eventually it'll turn
around. When they're hitting. Yeah. I thought the pandemic was the reason that the Twins stopped hitting bombs last year, but maybe that other year was an anomaly.
Well, I got Miguel Sano, who I got to make a decision on. I mean, he's a strikeout factor. He should be playing for the Cubs.
Did you think going in that
it's 17
you would,
games,
that
yeah,
you would be sellers? Did you think that going
the
in
Cubs?
The season?
Yeah, we talked about it before the season. Yeah, he picked them under 500. And said that, he thought they'd be selling.
Because I think they will, if they get to the end of July, they will have to pick one player to hold on to, and then I think they'll just fleece the roster. I don't know.
He may be the
I don't know.
Worst
when you
of the
offer
bunch offensively.
2 years ago, when you, well, here's defense. The thing. So, Baez was offered $180 million 2 years ago.
Ooh.
Because Theo identified him as a guy they wanted to keep.
Sure.
Well, the way Javi has played the last 2 years, he's not worth $180 million.
Nope.
Right. It's,
well, he's become a one-way guy.
It's crazy. If you had to look at the two guys on the Cubs that people would be interested in end of July that have improved their stock, it's Chris Bryant and Craig Kimbrell. I would not have thought that going into this
Who's
year.
Who's the hitting coach?
It is...
Certainly not Barry Bonds. Boy, did they clown him on the way out.
That's a problem.
That was
so the Cubs have gone through a plethora. I mean, Chili Davis wasn't... That wasn't good.
Yeah.
It is. No, they got.
He's gotten worse.
Know.
You figure somebody.
Here's what.
Work
here's
with
what's frustrating with the Cubs is. Yeah, their offense is poor, but you look at their offense, guys, just straight fastballs. They can't hit fastballs,
dude.
I mean, that's alarming.
Pedro
if Rizzo and a Bryant and a Baez can't hit fastballs,
right?
What are we doing?
Hey, they need to see Greg Holland and Wade Davis. Man, how many years ago were those two guys in Kansas City? Seven? And you bring them back doing the same thing?
Well, it's 2015, right?
What is going on?
I don't know. Wade Davis. Next time you guys watch Wade Davis, and they ever
I watched
show him
last night against the Rays.
Hey, doesn't he look bored?
I think, you know why? Because he's clean. It's you can see all his facial expressions now.
He just looks
of the way that he's cleaned
uninterested.
My man was pumping 94, 95 last night, though. Although the Rays
were
having...
Who was the third guy?
Rays are having none of it.
Who
though.
Was the third guy in that group?
Kelvin Herrera.
Yeah, Herrera. Yeah. He could bring it.
They built that roster. I mean, they were good up the middle. They were They were sneaky, good at the plate,
Mets had
and
the
then
lead
they had
in all
a
six
lockdown
of those games.
Bullpen. The Royals thing will be is if they, I think they'd stick around. They're one of my surprise teams. But can they get starters to go five, six, seven innings?
Yeah, they need the singer from the other night.
No.
All right, man. Have a good show.
All right.
Have a good show.